Hello, Mixed Nut Cases. This is Nuke Chess, and I've got another special Nutty Chats for the dog days of podcasting. With me today, I have Dare.
Hello, all.
So why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners, because I am sure many of them have not even heard of you, and this is very exciting for me because you are not a podcaster.
I am not a podcaster. My name is Dare, and Nuke Chess and I met on bitstrips.com, I guess, 5 years ago now?
Oh, gosh. Must have been a long time ago.
5, 6 years ago.
That was two moves ago for me.
Right. Same here. Two moves ago, and discovered Bitstrips right after it launched. For those that don't know, Bitstrips is a website where you have a paper doll avatar that you can make look like yourself and create daily comic strips. And that was something I wanted to be when I grew up. Which I haven't yet, but
grown up,
exactly. Grew up, adult. I don't want to be adult.
You have to do adult things, but you don't have to grow up.
Yes. And so started out making bit strips and met all sorts of people that had similar interests to me. And that was a pleasant surprise. That was my first real foray into a larger social media world. So that was quite the experience. And now it's gone all the way to me drawing my own cartoons because I had forgotten I knew how to draw. And Bitstrips reminded me that I knew how to draw and write and have fun and be silly.
It amazed me how many artists actually went to Bitstrips, because you would think, well, if you know how to draw, if you enjoy drawing, why would you use Bitstrips? But so many of us were drawn to it. I'm trying not to use the pun, but I can't help it. Because it was so easy. It was like a step up from storyboarding. You could get your ideas out so much quicker.
And the variety of poses, and as the site developed, the more props and just the creativity that with the limited amount of props, people came up with amazing constructs and backgrounds and images just by putting together different shapes and coloring them differently. So that was so much fun.
It was. Now, a lot of people know Bitstrips from the Facebook app. And what we're talking about is not the Facebook app. It is, you get to do full panels. You could do a full page comic if you want. I actually have one that's like this gigantic full page that I keep meaning to print out to a tabloid size poster. But every time I go to do that, because it's about my family, we get more people in the family. I'm like, oh, shoot, I got to make more characters. I probably have the most characters in a strip that's not one of those, like, let me just grab all the people that I know. This is all characters that I had to make to resemble people in my family, because my family's huge. But I mean, you could do so much. They had their standard scenes and they had their standard props, but it was always limiting. And so, like, I remember my sister, she built an entire car out of nothing but like props, like pieces of furniture and bric-brac that's supposed to be on the wall, and she just put them together and colored them and made it look like a car.
That's right. And the half moon shape and the whole moon shape and all it just made everything so fun to put together. Just the creativity that from some of the kids to just the adults that were on the site, and just the diversity of stories. From the noir to the science fiction to horror to my own strips, family life. It was just so much fun. And, you know, I'm lucky that my head looks like a cartoon. So my avatar looked like me. And I was never really satisfied with all the avatars I made of family and friends. They never quite looked right. But because I look like a giant cartoon, my avatar looked like me, and it made it a lot of fun.
One of the things that I really enjoyed about that was, while my avatar didn't look exactly like me, I liked that I could get glasses in different shapes. And that was cool, because so many times when you try to put glasses on something like this, there's just one style of glasses.
Right.
You know, and this, they had multiple different glasses, and that was really cool. And then the other thing that I enjoyed is I could change the body type. Mm-hmm. And while it wasn't completely fully customizable, I could say, no, I am not a thin person. I am a fat person.
That's
right. Make me fat. And I loved that. And it actually, to me, helped me because you could go as bigger fat and, you know, regular fat and bigger fat, and you could go to what they consider normal size and then very thin. And for me,
short and tall.
Short,
yes.
Tall, exactly. For me, it helped me deal with who I am in reality by being able to make my avatar reflect that. Because so many times when you go to one of these avatar making sites, there's one size body. And when you're a fat person and you're constantly having to make an avatar that doesn't look like your body type, you feel like you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
And Bitstrips was the first time that I didn't feel like I was lying.
Yeah, it was fun to be exactly who I was in a comic strip.
Yeah.
So I embraced that, and, you know, I'm a rather large person myself. And so, but, you know, making my head giant on a giant body, it was quite satisfying.
Yeah, it sounds strange probably to people that haven't experienced it, but it feels so good to be able to say, yes, there, that's what I look like. Okay, I can do that. I can make my head big. I can make my eyes do weird things. I can, you know, put on the right glasses, put on the right size body, and there I am, that's me. And for some reason, it just made me feel better about myself in everyday life too.
And that was half the fun of the comic strips. You know, you go in there and you can make yourself be yourself for those strips, my real life strips, where it was me with my family and all the daily craziness. And then I could make science fiction strips where I was somebody else.
Yep.
And the horror strips and aliens and all sorts of, pardon the expression, nutty things. So
you can't help but say puns when you're on this podcast.
I know. So, you're a bad influence.
So Bitstrips, you know, it went through a couple of different changes. I think the biggest change was when they started up the first schools part, which meant that they could actually start making money, which is good for them.
Right.
And then the next bit was when they started with the Facebook app.
Yeah, the Facebook app, and then the entire site crashed.
It did. It completely crashed.
And nobody had patience except for Thomas Silly to sit and make strips. And that was when I started drawing again. So I'm really thankful that that happened because it reminded me that I could get out a piece of paper and a pen and draw whatever I wanted.
So it was a blessing in disguise.
Yes, it was. It really was. It was a lot of fun. So, you know, and now I have a website and drawing cartoons to share with people, still along a similar theme of family comics, but it's hand-drawn and hand-silliness.
That's awesome. That's great. I'm trying to think, like, there's a couple other people from Bitstrips that went on and started doing their own hand-drawn comics and really got inspired by it. Michael Corley's one of them.
Right. Otter Disaster.
Yep, that one too. I can't remember. There's like two other mics, and they're
Mike.
Boom Mike was one.
Boom
of
Mike.
Them. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think I know how to say his real name. It's so much easier going by Bitstrip names.
And so, yeah, they Michael Corley, Michael Vox, Vox in a Box Comics has done. He's been doing it three times a week for 5 or 6 years now, and he has a ton of comics.
Yeah.
And same with Boom Mike.
Yep.
He has his, what is it called? I'm embarrassed. I read it all the time. Brain fart.
I can't think of it either, so.
But, I mean, his has had great stories and great characters.
Local Patrol.
Local Patrol, that's
duh.
Right. Space science fiction. He was one of the innovators of all the backgrounds on Bitstrips and just creating and using the props in surrealistic ways to create different space stations and planets and spaceships. It was just, it's fantastic.
It really is. It really is. So I've interacted quite a bit with some of as I say, the old crew of Bitstrips on Facebook and Twitter, and some of them even on Flickr. And I've been able to meet only a few in person, though, but I feel like so many of them that we're kind of involved in each other's everyday lives because of social media. Have you found similar situations?
Yeah, several of them, Thomas Sully and Kathy and Michael Corley and Knight Rider and you, I have pretty regular contact with. And it has, like, Kathy introduced me to DeviantArt, and Michael Corley helped me get my website set up and get started drawing comic strips. And you introduced me to podcasting. So, you know, it's been that Bitstrip connection has really seeped into much of my life.
I was telling you before we started the call that there were a couple of times that there's quite a few people that I knew from podcasting, and then they started Bitstripping. And then there were some Bitstrippers that then became podcasters, and I was really excited to have you on because you were not a podcaster.
I am not a podcaster.
But I do remember one of my first conventions. I go to this convention and I'm talking to somebody and I see somebody's avatar name on their badge, and I look and I'm like, hey, I know you from Bitstrips.
That's cool.
And it was one of the coolest experiences because while this person was a podcaster, we pretty much knew each other through Bitstrips, and we were able to connect on that level. And I feel like Bitstrips is like the secret club we were all part of.
It was for about 4 years.
Yeah.
Till right before the school site launched.
Yeah.
There was this core group of people that the creativity was paramount to anything I'd ever seen. Just the stories and the writing and the social gathering, just reaching out to everybody and getting to know people from all over through this one social website where you really didn't have any in real life connections.
Yeah. And it was neat because you could remix each other's strips. So there was like constant interaction in that way, or we would influence each other's strips and reference each other.
And one-upsmanship.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like, ooh, that person did that. I need to figure out how to do this.
How to do that and do it better. Oh, and once you did that, they would one-up you, and it was so much fun.
Oh, it was a blast. Bitstrips is one of my few, you know, passions and geekiness things that my sister and I were able to share, because she was actually on the site as well, and she's pretty well-known back in the ghost days. And I'm not going to say her name on air.
That's fine.
Not sure if she wants me to, because I know it's her name other places. But it was so neat to be able to share that with her, because so often, you know, she's completely outside and she's like, okay, you said Dalek. That's something like Doctor Who, right? Okay, yeah, moving on. But we were able to share this. And when we would, you know, because she was living in New York and I was living in Canada, and we would talk, and it's like, oh, did you see the theme of the day? Yeah. Oh, did you see what this person did? Yeah. Oh my gosh. And like, we would talk about this and it would make me laugh so much. And I kind of miss that. I miss the connection that we all had. But, you know, this happens with online communities. You get to a point where you just can't go back. You can't recreate the past.
Right.
But it was great to have. And great to move on.
Yeah. And I mean, the effect is still rippling out with the Facebook app and the Bitmojis and all the stuff that they've done.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm forever thankful that it got me drawing again.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I will never update my avatar to the new style of avatars. I'm going with the old chunkier look, you know. The newer ones are smoother, they've got cleaner lines, but nope, give me the chunkier, like the one with the weird cheeks. That's all me. OG Bitstripper.
That's right.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Can you tell the listeners where they can find you online, where they can find your comic?
You can find my comic at dareimagine.com, and you can find me on Twitter at dareimagine.
Yeah, he's pretty much dareimagine everywhere.
That's
very
right.
Very good consistency. Very helpful.
I try to.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. That'll be it for today. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye. Stay cool.
As a young boy in Marshalline, Missouri, Walt Disney played Peter Pan in one of his favorite stories in a school play. He used to say in Disneyland, an adult is just a grown-up child. Well, here at the Neverland Podcast, we'll talk about heroes like Spider-Man, He-Man, and the others that taught us how to do what's right, because right makes might. We're like Saturday Morning's All in One Podcast. Join us every week to go to Disney and beyond at NeverlandPodcast.com.